look at it, at the end of the day, we need to get this sorted out once and for all, and perhaps maybe a special meeting of all parties is what is required.
Should that meeting be in public or in private?
Oh, in public. In public. I mean, it needs to be transparent, and everybody has to have a say at the table.
Is this a political issue, or does it go deeper than that?
I think it goes a bit deeper than that, because it's just perceptions of how individuals are being treated. I mean, I don't mind a political debate of any form, but once it gets overly personal in nature, or if there's maybe insinuations being made in the middle of the council chamber, I mean, that needs to stop. I don't mind people chatting when it's relevant, but if it's not relevant, don't say it.
The word bullying has been used. It's been used by yourself, that you have felt intimidated, and at times you have felt bullied in the chamber. Has that been the case outside the chamber as well?
Well, I mean, there's conversations go on all the time. In the chamber, I suppose at times it was just more of an intimidation, or you're afraid maybe you might do the wrong thing because you're being unfair to one councillor over another councillor. So you try as best you can to be impartial and to allow everybody to have their say. Sometimes I may have to mention one councillor more than others, because that's where most of the interruptions are coming out of. But I mean, look, emotions get heated up and people get a wee bit aggressive and a wee bit angry at times. But people seem to rub off each other. But we need to get this nailed once and for all. We should be able to get through those council agendas and Monday. Everyone's adults. They're all given allocated speaking times. You need to be able to know how to conduct yourself and manage yourself in the council chamber.